课堂听 class.com。
Welcome to American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English. This is Doug Johnson. On our program today, we answer a listener's question about the American company Boeing,play music nominated for the Tony Award, and report about a student science contest. The world's largest model rocket competition for secondary students was held May 10th in the eastern state of Virginia.More than 800 teams took part in test flight competitions throughout the United States. Those contests narrowed the number of finalists to 100 teams. Shep O'Neill has more.
The National Association of Rocketry and the Aerospace Industries Association organized the competition.The student teams were asked to design, build, and fly a model rocket. The rocket could not weigh more than about 1,500 grams at the time of takeoff. It also had to carry two eggs and an electronic distance reader during the flight. To win the competition,The rocket had to travel at least 457 meters into the air. At that height, a parachute needed to open to help slow the rocket's fall back to Earth. The two eggs had to land undamaged. Students from Boonesboro High School in the eastern state of Maryland won the competition.The three-member team said luck and a few prayers had a lot to do with their success. The second-place team was from Washington, D.C. A group of students from the western town of Edward, Colorado, came in third. The top five teams and their schools divided $59,000 in prize money.Organizers designed the competition to honor the Wright brothers' first flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, 100 years ago. Orville and Wilbur Wright made the first controlled, powered flight in history on December 17, 1903. The event launched a new industry for the world,and a new business for the brothers. The organizers of the model rocket competition also hoped the event would build student interest in technical professions such as aerospace engineering. The head of the Aerospace Industries Association, John Douglas, says he expects many older workers in the profession to retire in the coming years. This, he says, will create a demand for young minds needed to design and build new products. More importantly, however, Mr. Douglas said he wanted students to learn that science can be fun.
Our VOA listener question this week comes from Ben Tre Province, Vietnam. Nguyen Chung Tuen would like some information about Boeing. the largest aerospace company in the world. William Boeing started the company in 1916 with the help of Navy engineer George Conrad Westervelt. At that time, 28 people worked for the airplane maker. Today, the company employs more than 160,000 people in 70 countries. Boeing moved its headquarters from Seattle to Chicago in 2001. Last year, the company earned more than $50,000 million. Boeing has built 14,000 passenger planes. It builds 7 different kinds. The smallest plane can carry about 100 people. The largest can hold over 500. Boeing estimates that each day, 3 million people fly on its passenger planes. Next year, it plans to launch a new service for high-speed, internet-based communication to airplanes in flight. Passengers could use this technology to communicate over the internet with people on the ground. Boeing is also one of the top makers of military planes and defense systems. The planes include tankers used to refuel military aircraft in flight. The company also manufactures Apache helicopters and F-15 fighter planes. It has sold military aircraft to more than 20 countries. Boeing is also involved in space technology. It builds and launches satellites. It helped create the International Space Station, and it manufactured NASA space shuttles. On Sunday, June 8th, the Tony Award ceremony will honor the best stage plays on Broadway in New York City. Shirley Griffith tells us about these awards.
The Tony Awards are the work of a group called the American Theater Wing. The group began as a way for theater people to help in the war effort during World War I. It continued this work during World War II. Later, the theater wing helped returning soldiers. It opened a school to train people to work in the theater, and it began presenting the Tony Awards to honor the best Broadway plays. The award is named for Antoinette Perry, a producer, director, and American Theater Wing official. The name Tony is short for Antoinette, so the awards became known as the Tonys. The first Tonys were given in 1947. The awards are presented to many people who work on Broadway shows: actors, directors, set designers, clothing designers, and music composers. Tony Awards are also given for Best Dramatic Play and Best Musical Play of the Year. This year, 4 shows are nominated for Best Musical. Movin' Out is a story told entirely through dances performed to the music of Billy Joel, the American singer, songwriter, and pianist. Here is the title song.
Country.
Another nominated musical is the French play Amour. It is no longer on Broadway. A third nominated musical is A Year with Frog and Toad, a play for children. The final nominee for Best Musical is called Hairspray. This play was first a movie. It is the story of an overweight teenage girl living in the state of Maryland in the 1960s. Here she sings, Good Morning, Baltimore. From Hairspray and learn more about the show, listen this Sunday to the special English program, This is America.
Good morning, Baltimore. And someday when I take to the floor, the world's gonna wake up and see Baltimore and me. I know every step, I know every song.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. Our program was written by Jill Moss and Nancy Steinbach. Our studio engineer was Vasco Volarich, and our producer was Paul Thompson. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.